Hello, this is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Media Trust. I am Daniel Oluwole. Today is the first day of May, popularly celebrated as Workers' Day in Nigeria and other parts of the world. It's usually a public holiday and gatherings are held across the country to voice the fears, hopes, and the aspirations of Nigerian workers and make demands for improvement in working conditions. To many Nigerian workers, a lot has happened between May last year and today. Whether these have been good or bad, we will hear from the horse's mouth, as it is said. Take a listen.
Unlike the previous Workers' Day, it's been jubilated. People are happy about it coming, where workers will share their experiences and tell the government areas of improvement and where there are lapses and hope for the civil servants. But today, we are struggling with feeding, transportation, and so many hardships all over, though the government is saying it's not easy for her as well as the workers too. But we hope that the hope of the administration, as an administration of hope, we are also hoping that tomorrow will be better. Since the inception of this government, a lot of things have changed. At least we have experienced some of the allowances being added to the civil servants' salaries, but still notwithstanding, it has been withdrawn. So we are hoping that the government will make that a permanent change and improve the lives, improve the salaries of workers, as there are a lot of inflation in the markets, in buying and selling, supply and demand. Everywhere inflation is high, so also the workers are pleading and hoping that the government will look into the minimum wage implementation that it has been promising, and we hope that this minimum wage will be implemented to improve and enhance the life of workers and the masses of the country as well.
It has been a lot because things, the past administration and now cannot be compared, because things keep getting worse in this country. Even though we are hoping that it's going to be for the best, that's what we pray for, but it really has not been easy. And then talking about the salaries that were being paid, it's not even enough to keep up. Seriously, I would say it has not been easy to adapt to this new administration. Every day comes with another hurdle and price increase, and with all the whole hardship and all. So every day you go out while you're going to work, you experience one or two. So we hope that it gets better. Well, my expectations for this government is that I really want them to do something, because the way it is going, it keeps getting worse. Like, it keeps biting us deep, and it feels like nothing is being done. And yes, they should improve the economy, because people are suffering. I don't know if they know what people are going through. People are suffering. People cannot even afford. Before the past administration, people could even manage to have 2 square meals. But now, a lot of people even just have one, and it's not easy. So I want this administration to look into this hardship, because people are dying. People are suffering.
I have been an entrepreneur for the past 6 years. I think 6 or 7 years, and my experience in the past 4 years has been good. Business has been good. I buy my materials at a fair price. I do business that has to do with milk, sugar and all. There was a time that at a point I could buy half a bag of milk and use it, buy a whole bag of milk and use it. But now I have been subjected to buying in very, very little quantity that and buying in that bulk is easier, it's cheaper and everything. But now I have to buy in smaller quantities, which is more expensive. Since this administration, really the business has been suffering. There are times that I will make my products and end up being at loss, or looking for customers that will buy, or I have reduced quantity of the things I do because people are not patronizing anymore. So the business has suffered really in the past few months, let's say to a year. I really expect that this government is going to do better and bring down all the prices of goods that have been skyrocketing. It's really important for us entrepreneurs that the government, all its economic policies, it should be flexible and it should come into reality. Yes, we should see that prices are going down so that it will improve our business. Because as an entrepreneur, you might be a civil servant too, and your salary is not increasing as it should. So that business that you have is going to help you to have more sources of income. But if that your business is suffering too, and as a worker, you're not getting increment in your pay, life is going to be hard for you, really.
Indeed, it is set aside to celebrate workers all over the world, and in Nigeria, not an exception. Yes, it is a day that workers are supposed to be celebrated by each government of the nation, and Nigeria has made the day a work-free day, or is a work-free day all over the world, and it's a day that workers are allowed to celebrate. So the Workers' Day, for me, in the past years, is a day that people gather, the labor unions and government use the opportunity to interact, to discuss what affects them, their achievements, and maybe what they need to do more, work more on. And this year's Workers' Day is going to be a very different one because of an ongoing negotiation that is going on between the government and the labor union. Subsidy removal was announced on May 29, 2023, when this administration took over. It led to an increase in price of almost everything. So the cost of transportation, cost of feeding, cost of living, everything has gone very high.
My name is Halima. My business has not been... The turn up from customers has not been that huge like before since this regime because of financial constraints. Because customers that used to buy like 3 to 4 buyers before, now they hardly even buy one because of increments in prices. 1, 2, due to the financial constraints everyone is facing in their homes. Before someone will think about clothes, they'll deal with the food. And food also, on the other hand, is eating more of the income that everyone is earning monthly. So they hardly have extra to patronize us. And we selling wares, we are even more affected because before someone will buy wares, they'll think of what to eat first. So it has really affected our business. Let me just say like 60-70% decrement in our sales.
Those were the voices of some Nigerian workers. What are the labor unions doing to ensure that workers' welfare is not taken for granted? The chairperson of Kaduna State Chapter of the Nigerian Labor Congress, NLC, Comrade Ayuba Magaji Suleiman, speaks with my colleague, Umu Salma Ibrahim Adeoye.
Yeah, Nigerian workers are facing difficulties. I think it's obvious. More importantly to mention is the issue of the removal of subsidy that brings about a lot of hardship. Cost of living has risen. Things are not easy. Commodities and items in the market, the prices are exorbitant, went up, and that is really bringing hardship to workers and their family. And I think the story is the same with other citizens of the country, particularly to mention, additional to that of the subsidy removal, is the issue of now dollar that is really ravaging the economy of the country, particularly that of the workers. As we used to put it in labor, the purchasing power of workers has really went down to the extent that if you collect a minimum of 30,000 as a salary, that 30,000 cannot even take you to the first bus stop from your office, talk less of taking you home, as they used to say. So the situation is really hard, and it's not easy. Despite the fact that the government at various levels have provided some incentive and palliative to cushion the effect of the economic hardship, but still the economy is really biting hard, and workers are really not in a good condition, particularly their family, as they cannot provide all the basic needs of their family.
What are Nigerians hoping to get from the efforts of the labor?
We have undertook so many interventions, particularly to remember in August 2023, we held a nationwide rally. We did a lot of activities, strike and what have you. And that has resulted to the federal government calling the leadership of labor to the negotiating table. So many issues were negotiated, and by law, the Nigerian Minimum Wage Act of 2019 is about to expire. and the government has constructed a tripartite committee to the new minimum wage. So that committee is still working, and they have not yet concluded the negotiation. And workers will be anticipating probably tomorrow to hear from various government at various level what they have for the workers, particularly the issue of minimum wage. But I want to say, as a labor leader, our leaders that are participating on our behalf in the committee have not yet concluded the negotiation, and no amount for now has been agreed upon as the new minimum wage. I know it has to do with process of law and the signing by His Excellency the President of the country to make it a law. I know it will be what workers will be anticipating. And to mention again, more especially with the new events that happened, that unfolded, like last 2 days, Lagos State has pronounced 70,000 as a minimum wage, although it's against the law. Equally, Benue State and Edo have joined the Lagos State to pronounce 70,000 as a minimum wage. Why I say it's against the law? There is a committee on ground negotiating, and it has not been concluded, it has not been taken to the National Assembly, and the president has not assented to that law. So, and you know, labor is still in the exclusive legislative list. It is the federal government that have the prerogative to really determine the minimum wage. Mm. So what the state governments are doing, I don't know. Is it a gesture? Or because we knew in Nigeria, the minimum wage law stated that 30,000 is the minimum wage to be fed to workers. So announcing 70,000, I will bring our confusion really. Mm. Like, it's a good something, but we are very much aware that the committee has not yet concluded at the negotiation and discussion. So, to cut the story short, workers will be anticipating to hear probably tomorrow from both the federal government and the government at the subnational levels, announcement of something that will be of good to their family, particularly issue of promotion, issue of welfare of workers, issue of wage award, issue of minimum wage, as I took my time to explain earlier. These are things that the workers will be anticipating tomorrow.
That was the chairperson of the Kaduna State chapter of the Nigeria Labour Congress, NLC, Comrade Ayuba Magaji Suleiman. Shortly after the subsidy removal, President Bola Ahmed Tinubu promised a new minimum wage. There have been several meetings between Labour and the government, and the president is expected to make an announcement today. Will the Nigerian worker hear what he expects today? We will find out after the break. Stay tuned. You're welcome back. You are listening to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Media Trust. In this episode, we are looking at the experiences of Nigerian workers, especially in the last 1 year, as they are being celebrated today. Before we went on break, we spoke with some Nigerian workers who talked about how they've been surviving and their expectations from government. In an attempt to speak with Mr. Olajide Oshodun, one of the Ministry of Labour spokesperson, to speak about Nigerian workers' expectation from government seems abortive. But we speak with Idowu Samotu, Daily Trust Labour Correspondent, Abuja, and he has this to say.
Good day, Nigerians. Ordinarily, the workers, Nigerian workers, should be expecting an announcement of new minimum wage after the federal government and the tripartite committee must have concluded all the processes that will lead to the announcement. But as of now, the tripartite committee, which was inaugurated by the federal government to ensure that the new minimum wage is agreed upon before the bill is passed to the National Assembly, then which will in turn be signed into law by the president, has not yet concluded its work. In fact, the president of Trade Union Congress, Mr. Festus Osifo, at the last briefing told journalists that they have not even done 30% of what is expected of the tripartite committee regarding the new minimum wage, which will usher in the new pay structure amidst the crisis being faced by the Nigerian workers. So, as of now, we can't say specifically that the Nigerian workers should be expecting something new regarding the minimum wage today. That's not the main cross of celebrating May Day. The main cross of celebrating May Day is basically to celebrate the past heroes who had labored for the sustenance of the Nigerian labor movement in the country. I mean, the struggle that led to the formation of the entire labor movement in the country.
As the Nigerian workers remain hopeful, we wish them a happy Workers' Day. And this is where we wrap up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. We say a very big thank you to everyone whose voices were heard on the show. Nigeria Daily is a Media Trust production. You can download these and other episodes on dailytrust.com or buzzsprout.com, or even listening on radio stations close to you. You can also listen or download the podcast by searching for Nigeria Daily on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. For sponsorship or advert placement, call us on 081-055-73735. If you have questions or comments, send us a message via WhatsApp on 081-055-73735. I am Daniel Oluwole. Bye for now.